Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is our number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Counties in Wisconsin, Florida, Virginia, Arizona, and Texas, and in some parts of California, are all becoming part of a growing Second Amendment sanctuary movement that has really taken hold this month. The phrase Second Amendment sanctuary is an umbrella term used to describe a jurisdiction that passes a resolution declaring that restrictive gun control laws another legislative body passes are unconstitutional and will not be enforced there. The concept, the precedent is there. The concept is an adaptation of the immigration sanctuary city movement, in which some cities and counties, and now whole states, generally decline to ask residents about their immigration status or assist the federal government in enforcing immigration law. The resolutions can vary, but generally Second Amendment sanctuaries refuse to dedicate resources to enforcing things like red flag laws and bans on certain weapons. Josh Blake is the Lake County, Florida commissioner. He said, "This draws a line in the sand. It doesn't mince words, and I hope it sends a message to what can be described as an authoritarian control freak." Lake County leaders voted on November 5th to become Florida's first Second Amendment sanctuary. He said, "They see it as their jobs to forcibly disarm their fellow citizens, and with all due respect, that won't be happening in Lake County." Referencing former Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke's infamous, "Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47 line. Second Amendment sanctuaries are still a relatively new phenomenon, but the idea has caught on quickly within the gun community. The first Second Amendment sanctuary countywide movement emerged last year after the election of Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. And it allowed Democrats to propose sweeping gun reform in the state legislature without fear of their bills getting vetoed. Some of the proposed measures included raising the state's minimum age for firearm ownership from 18 to 21 and prohibiting civilian ownership of certain types of weapons and body armor. This prompted Effingham County in southern Illinois to pass a resolution declaring all of the Democrats' proposals unconstitutional. And thus was the Second Amendment sanctuary movement born. Now, you've got some solidly red states like Alaska, Idaho, Wyoming, and Kansas that had already passed statewide measures declaring that the states will not comply with any federal gun laws that they view as unconstitutional before the movement officially began. And, I mean, this is not a new concept in some cases. Idaho's 2009 resolution specifically opposes the establishment of a federal gun licensing procedure. But since Effingham County, Illinois' declaration, the movement has gained support across 19 states and some local communities. In more liberal states, Second Amendment sanctuary legislation is being passed at the county level and even the city level, like in Needles, California, which I'm very happy to say carries both Lock and Load and Gun Owners News Hour. Many proponents of the Second Amendment sanctuary movement cite a cultural disconnect between their cities and their rural communities in deciding to join the movement. When Florence County became Wisconsin's first sanctuary county on November the 12th, Florence County Sheriff Dan Miller told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that the measure sends a message that all of Wisconsin is not exactly the same. We all have some different beliefs up north. We tend to be a little more conservative. We like our guns. We believe in God. And similarly, Virginia gained 5 new sanctuary counties in the southern, more rural parts of the state when Democrats took control of the state's legislature earlier this month and promptly began proposing gun control legislation. Now, it's important to note that these resolutions do not carry force of law. This is the thing about preemption. That cuts both ways. As Virginia House of Delegates member Ken Plum, Democrat from Reston, points out, the notion that you can have a locality void a state law by declaring yourself a sanctuary simply is not going to hold up in court. Except in the case of immigration sanctuary cities. But laws at the end of the day need somebody to enforce them, and many sheriffs and police officers in counties where Second Amendment sanctuary resolutions have been passed support their community's decisions, or at the bare minimum, aren't willing to stringently enforce the legislature's laws. And again, the immigration sanctuary city is a good parallel for understanding this phenomenon. As are state decisions to legalize marijuana, which, that's still illegal. That's not something the feds have said, okay, well, that's good. Now, that does knock you out of contention to be able to own a gun. Right? But that's all notwithstanding. The precedent that the left has set, set it in play. State and federal laws cannot be effectively enforced by only state and federal law enforcers. Cops and local sheriffs who make laws, they don't like their laws, lowest priority, aren't doing anything illegal. But their decision effectively nullifies the laws in question for all but the boldest and biggest lawbreakers. And while some sheriffs of Second Amendment sanctuaries, like Weld County Sheriff Steve Reams, deny supporting the decision of gun owners to disobey certain gun laws, they also admit that enforcing these types of laws aren't their top priorities. Other sheriffs, like Lake County, Florida Sheriff Peyton Grinnell, fully support their county's decision, suggesting that, at least for now, Second Amendment sanctuaries may be an effective way to resist gun control legislation and aren't going anywhere anytime soon. But it's going to be an interesting thing as this begins to unfold. We need to watch Virginia. We need to watch Virginia because the presumption that everybody's going to make is that these counties can't do this. Although they do this with immigration. States do this with marijuana. The precedent is there. So all they have to do is figure out how they're going to enforce what they're going to say is, we make the laws in the state. The localities, they don't make the laws in the state. Which is, sounds sort of proprietary, doesn't it? Sort of sounds like they think they own it. Which, that's sort of interesting in and of itself. But remember one thing about politics. All politics are local. How it affects you locally is going to affect how you're going to react nationally. And some of these states that are about to go blue or have gone blue are trying to shade purple or whatever they're doing. They're going to wake some things up. And we're going to see a different kind of resistance based upon constitutions and not anything else. So we'll see how that goes. We'll see how this, we need to pay attention to it. Pay attention to it. But the defiance is beginning here. But it's been going on for a while. It began in Connecticut. It's been going on in New York. Good stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So, yesterday we learned a little something about the firearm used by the gunman in the Santa Clarita shooting at Saugus High School. This was a home-built firearm, cobbled together with parts, and non-serialized, which in California that's referred to as a ghost gun. Now, the problem here is that they aren't quite sure how he got hold of this. So, while Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva confirmed Thursday that the firearm used in the shooting at Saugus High School, which left two teens dead and three others injured, was a .45 caliber semi-automatic handgun that had been assembled from a kit. It was a 1911 kit. In addition to the ghost gun used in the shooting, another kit gun was found at the shooter's family home. The parts can be bought at gun shows or online, and video tutorials on how to turn the parts into a functioning firearm are easy to find on YouTube. It's not clear if the gun was assembled by the shooter or his deceased father, who had been an avid hunter, Villanueva said. The shooter's father, Mark Berhau, died suddenly of a heart attack in 2017. In an obituary, he was remembered for his love of big game hunting and fishing. Six guns were registered in his name, but Villanueva revealed on Thursday that they had at some point been legally confiscated. Yeah. At one point, all the weapons were lawfully removed from the home, and he became a prohibited possessor. The guns were subsequently destroyed legally. It doesn't explain why he became a prohibited possessor. And that doesn't clear anything at all up. See, this is one thing that happens. We've seen this in New York, in Albany. The sheriff there, who's apparently hearts him some gun control, he would cross-reference obituaries with gun licenses. And then if you died and you had a permit to own a gun, then after about 6 or 7 days, after you'd had plenty of time to grieve, you know, properly grieve, they would knock on your door and say, "We're here for so-and-so's guns." So you don't really own nothing. Guns are not something you own in certain states. Guns are just something you're allowed to have. And then if you die, they're coming to get them. They can't be transferred. If the father was a prohibited possessor, it's possible he built a handgun to keep a firearm after his other guns have been taken by the authorities, which still doesn't tell us why they took his guns. The only way a gun like that can be non-serialized is to be an 80% lower. Okay? If you get the gun and it already has the fire control group cut out, it doesn't have to have it installed, but if it has the fire control group cut out, then that has to be serialized. So there is no way they bought these legally from anywhere unless they were 80% lowers. But there's also other reports coming from this household that there were a number of other firearms in the house, all legally registered with the state. But this sort of lends credence to the possibility that his father built the weapon. It suggests that there were a number of guns in the home, and the kid grabbed whatever he could. And whatever it is, whatever caused this, whatever made this happen, it's a move that's prompting the state to take steps, as California always does. Bill Morgan, owner of Guns, Fishing, and Other Stuff in Vacaville, said, "We don't carry the 80%ers, and most legitimate dealers won't carry them." Which, I guess that's a California thing. I know a lot of legitimate dealers that do carry them. Some in California, yeah. He only sells low receivers that are already drilled and serialized at his store. And he says the unserialized 80%ers are not worth the risk because customers who buy them are supposed to register them, but often don't. So he's not taking any chances. See, in California, you can be held liable for whatever your end user does with something if you sell it to them and it gets out from your control. So he's just covering his bases. Morgan says everybody's worried about confiscation. The problem becomes if something else were to transpire with it, it would come right back to us. And Morgan and many gun owners are not happy with the new law that Governor Gavin Newsom just signed to crack down on Californians who don't register their homemade guns. It will require that so-called firearm precursor parts be sold only by licensed dealers and only after the buyer undergoes a background check. I really want to know who the database is, who you've got to check with to find out if you can get a slide stop. Mr. Morgan says that that's a lot of paperwork that puts an unnecessary burden on law-abiding gun dealers and buyers. There's 10,000 parts. Who's going to keep track of those parts? I don't think the DOJ has the database that will handle that. He says they can barely handle the rifle and handgun stuff as well as the ammunition. Let's be frank, shall we? Only an idiot would expect everyone to register home-built firearms in the first place. Even the most law-abiding citizen may fail to do so. It's a real fear. In California, they have confiscation squads. It's not even a fear. It's a reality for people in California. And a registered firearm, like in the case of Mr. Burhau, that's what they came and got when he became a prohibited person for whatever reason he became one. So registered firearms are likely to be what gets looked for by officials, so it's not surprising that some would opt to not register their weapons. Ask them how that's working in New Zealand. Now, this new law won't stop anything, because anyone with access to CNC equipment can manufacture the parts for a firearm of just about any kind they want. All you need are the computer files, and the machine does the rest of the work. So you don't even need something like the defense-distributed ghost gunner at all. CNC machines, while they're very expensive and everything, I know two or three people that have multiples of those things. So how are they going to regulate it? And the easy answer to that is they can't. So as per usual, laws are being put in place that won't stop the truly unscrupulous. It'll just make things difficult for people looking to keep their families safe. That's all it will do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A former FBI employee reportedly under criminal investigation is accused of altering documents tied to the surveillance of the 2020 Trump campaign staffer Carter Page. This comes a week before the DOJ Inspector General report is due out. They allegedly listened to his phone calls to get a window into what was going on with the campaign, and Page tells Fox Business Network it's even worse than that.
Not only was I never charged with anything, I've never been asked any question by any of the federal investigators, either DOJ or FBI, that even made any sense or, you know, hinted at any criminality whatsoever. So it's not even just clear and convincing evidence. It's just there's no evidence whatsoever because I never did anything wrong.
According to the American Farm Bureau, your Thanksgiving dinner will cost just under $49 to feed a family of 10. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Let's look at California. I've spent a lot of time on California because California is the gun grabber's fantasy land. They have all the gun laws that restrictionists say they want. Universal background checks? Yeah, they got them. Assault weapon ban? Yeah, they got them. Registration? Yeah. Red flag law to strip guns from the hands of maybe potentially dangerous people? For several years now and tightened just last month. In addition to a background check for ammunition and, you know, a 10-day waiting period when you buy the gun. You can only buy a gun every 30 days. You have to take a class. You can't go across the border and buy ammunition where they have it and then bring it back across the border. In Needles, California, which does carry this show, they have to go, I think, to Barstow, California, which is like 150 miles away. When they could just go, they could go across the border to Arizona and buy it, with, you know, it's just sitting over there. I have messed around with the idea of, you know, going down there and starting a drone business to fly Arizona into needles, or fly ammo into needles with drones. It just goes on and on and on. Ghost guns got to be registered. They can't really be ghost guns. These dream laws for anti-gunners around the country, and yet they didn't stop Nathaniel Burhau from murdering two people and injuring three others before shooting himself in Santa Clarita, California, earlier this month. Instead of being stymied, they have magazine capacity. They have a magazine, you know, the 10-round magazines. Instead of being stymied by this, he worked around the restrictions. And let's look at the first restriction. He's too young to possess a gun anywhere in the United States, especially a handgun. Too young to possess a handgun. He's too young to possess it, let alone purchase it, in California or anywhere else. His father, like I said, was a hunter and did own guns, but they were taken away for some reason before his death in 2017. He had six guns registered to him, and like I said, they were lawfully removed from the home when he became prohibited. And then they destroyed them legally, and, you know, that was said with a straight face. And, yeah, we just, you know. And he had no access to weapons at that further point. Except that's not true. That's not true. Now, his Burhau Sr.'s guns were taken away just as the state's red flag laws might dictate, although you don't know the specific legal authority or reason for the confiscation. So the question becomes, where then did the 1911-style 45 used by Nathaniel Burhau in his killing spree originate? And there they found the kit gun. That's another thing. Now, while they're sitting there calling this a ghost gun, they're leaving out the part that is crucial here. Crucial. There had to be access to a machine to cut this thing out. Nobody, I mean, whether you're in Southern California or South Carolina, if the fire control group is cut out of a gun already, that is serialized. That is just simply the way it is. You can buy anywhere else in the United States besides California, and you can buy them there. You can buy one of these 80% lowers and cut it out, and everywhere else you do not have to serialize it. You can't sell it. If you do wish to sell it, then you have to serialize it. Once you serialize it, then you have to report it to the ATF, so then it exists as a manufactured gun. But if you just want to build one, just for the sake of building one, you can build it, cut it out, all this other stuff, and then just simply own it. Some of these things are made completely from scratch. The machinery required for the job is used for all sorts of projects now. If you work anywhere where there's industrialization, they have the machines to do it. But the CNC machine and, to a more limited degree, the 3D printer, that makes it even easier. And other guns come, as this pistol apparently did, from part kits that can be used to repair or upgrade compatible firearms. The receiver, the core component that is legally defined as a gun, is regulated at the federal level. But given that there's an inescapable difference between something that is a working firearm and material that might eventually be turned into a working firearm, you have to draw a line somewhere. And the ATF currently defines that line as an 80% completion. They have long held that items such as receiver blanks, castings, or machined bodies in which the fire control cavity area is completely solid and unmachined have not reached the stage of manufacture which would result in the classification of a firearm. So this means you can purchase 80% receivers free of regulation and finish them in your own workshop whenever that comes up. And that may be how Burhau's pistol was made, but they're not saying that right now. Kit guns and ghost guns aren't news to California lawmakers. They're subject to background checks and registration. In 2016, that began. And that law has unsurprisingly proven unenforceable. They passed new regulations on them last month. Going forward, gun parts are subject to regulations, much as they were finished firearms, But even gun control advocates concede the law is rather impotent. They've had other rampage killings with ghost guns, with unserialized weapons. But here's the problem. Even after this law goes into effect, they don't know how many of these things are in California. And they will remain hard to trace. And some new guns made from parts will likewise be difficult to trace. Not everyone will apply for a serial number, even though it's legally required. The people who buy a given model of precursor part, but who do not call and get a serial number, can be identified. But it will still take time to trace a particular gun. And additionally, their little new law just sidesteps a problem that the ATF has wrestled with. Short of regulating all metal and plastic that might be made into a gun, where does the law stop? The California legislators targeted an unfinished receiver and an unfinished handgun frame, then kicked the issue over to the bureaucrats, telling them the DOJ, consistent with this section, shall provide the guidance. So you have to ask the question, is it a gun or a block of metal? And that little determination should be interesting. And at the same time, they've just implemented a further reaching red flag law. And even the ACLU has come out against this one. And remember, the Burhau family's guns were taken away before the new law ever passed. That didn't, and it couldn't, stop the home manufacture of new guns without regard for the law. You can't stop it. And in the meantime, between 1993 and 2018, violent crime has fallen 51%. So here we are in California against the backdrop of an America whose people are far less at risk of violence than they were in the past. But these crimes do happen. It doesn't make them any less evil. But in California, everybody there that wants to own any kind of gun at all is immediately suspect. So therefore, we have to regulate you up to your eyeballs. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. When I voted for Trump, some people I know, I would have thought before this, I would have said, well, these are good friends, dear friends, old friends. My support of Trump sort of, I guess, frustrated that. Interestingly, the reasons that they don't like Trump has nothing to do with his way he governs or anything else. But one thing I've noticed with a lot of these professional never-Trumpers, I don't have any friends like this, but a lot of the ones that you see out there, some of these people that you, you've seen recently testifying have dual citizenships and fluid ties to foreign governments, and some of them are affiliated with Soros. Let's look at Fiona Hill and Alexander Vindman. Oh, I'm sorry, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. Now, Hill, who testified yesterday, is quite credibly reported to be a dual U.S.-UK citizen. She has Soros affiliations through the Eurasia Foundation. And according to Eleanor Clift of the Daily Beast, she was born into a family of coal miners in northern England. The 54-year-old Hill is a dedicated academic with a reputation for careful scholarship and commitment to patriotic duty. She has dual UK-US citizenship and holds advanced degrees in Soviet studies and history from Harvard. According to Politico, born into a family of coal miners in 1965, she was deeply affected by the Donbass miner strike in 1989, the first major strike in Soviet history in which what is now eastern Ukraine. She went on to become a scholar of Russian history, earning her master's degree in Soviet studies from Harvard in 1991, where she met her future husband. She became a dual UK-US citizen after they married. Now, there was a moment in my life where I think I could have held dual citizenship because my mother is British. But she became naturalized, and I don't know how that would work. But it has never been a thing where I've been like, well, you know, I could always go serve with Her Majesty. But this dual citizenship, can this translate into anti-Trump hate? It seems slightly likely to me. And then there's Vindman, and I'm not going to call him by his rank anymore. Anytime you see a guy puff up his chest and wear his dress blues and do all this other stuff and remind people of his rank, well, he's a nozzle, and I'm not going to tell you what kind. He received three offers to lead the Ukraine Defense Ministry. That's an astounding revelation. Later it was called a joke, but it would seem to be someone of dual citizenship too, given the kind of offer he got, the kinds of interactions he had that suggested loyalty to the country and led to the offer, and the difficulty in believing that the offer made repeatedly was a joke. The legal picture on Ukraine suggests that he wasn't a dual citizen. And singular citizenship in Ukraine is a very, very big deal given the trouble the nation has had in sorting out the post-Soviet rubble. Vindman immigrated from what was then the Ukraine in 1979 at a young age with his father and two brothers, who were Jews, leaving the persecution of the Soviet Union. Two things would disqualify him right away from Ukrainian citizenship, according to Wikipedia: that he wasn't on Ukrainian soil when the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991, and that he joined and served in a foreign military. That didn't stop Fred Durst. I think, doesn't Fred Durst of Limp Bizkit have Ukrainian citizenship or dual citizenship now? Either with Russia or Ukraine. But in Ukraine, laws are pretty fluid. And corruption is big-time common. So anything could be the case. And it would have been useful to hear from him under oath that he isn't a dual citizen, as appears likely. Now, Hill's case at least suggests that the dual citizenship issue might be just why her anti-Trump sentiment is so strong. It's well known that Europeans can't stand Trump, and Hill's ability to just get into the woke Harvard community is probably linked to being left-wing and thus fitting in. Vindman and probably others like Ilhan Omar, who, based on her foreign travel, seems to maintain strong ties to her native Somali government, seem to be connected. They're a connected problem, even if there isn't dual citizenship. Anyone who hates Trump as intensely as such people do is often found to have government as opposed to cultural ties to some other place. And that's an important detail. Now, I know people that are immigrants from countries like Mexico and Argentina who are the biggest, fiercest pro-Trump militants out there. Cuba, pro-Trump, fierce. And as a matter of fact, anybody that has become a naturalized citizen, in most cases that have come from either Eastern Europe or most of Latin America, very pro-Trump, they hold one citizenship, U.S. citizenship, and none other. And they have a special despising for the governments of their birth, refusing to even slap Mexico or Argentina stickers on their vehicles. They fly only American flags. And these people are immigrants. They speak with accents. They have pleasant cultural ties to their homelands. But they couldn't be more different from people like Vindman or Hill because they have no dual citizenship, no foreign government ties, and no Soros ties. They are classic deplorables, the real huddled masses of yore, some as most of our ancestors who came to Ellis Island as legal immigrants and wanted nothing more to do with their previous homelands, never so much as returning to them. And the Soros ties matter too. Hill yesterday blasted those who criticized Soros, calling it anti-Semitism, as if to shoo off any criticism of the man as a form of racism. But Soros is an atheist and a socialist and not a practicing Jew. The problem with Soros is that he projects and promotes a certain value system, which is not exactly commiserate with patriotism. He calls himself the stateless statesman, and people affiliated with him have got to profess some kind of fealty to that idea, or they're not in that comfortable circle. And he isn't about mixed loyalties or dual loyalties. He is against the idea of loyalty to any nation at all. And that certainly would make people with dual citizenship pretty ideal for his grand project. When you've got a passport after passport to multiple nations, being loyal to all of them just can't happen. And why loyalty to the U.S. in a country such as Britain doesn't seem problematic, it is not the ideal way to look at loyalty. Most of the people that want to see Trump overturned, a lot of them have dual citizenships, as well as those with foreign government and Soros ties. And most of the onus on this lesson is on the Trump administration itself, which should not have hired these people. But the bigger issue of dual citizenship continues to loom and ultimately could be lead to greater problems down the line. And maybe that's something that Congress needs to look at. That's something that would actually be something worthy of doing. When people are loyal to one and only one country, that might lead them to not try to overturn valid U.S. elections on some kind of completely stupid, scurrilous, and politicized ground. That's just me talking out loud. Thinking out loud, rather, excuse me. So we're headed to the third hour, and when we get back, we're going to be talking with Dean Weingarten again. And when we last spoke, I was talking about who would be fighting us in a civil war. We're going to open up with that, I think, when we get Dean on here. We'll see where it goes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.